Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey mates, Matt here. Just really quickly at the top of the episode, letting you know that if you're in Brisbane, tomorrow night we're doing a live Primates podcast, second ever, possibly last ever, who knows. But if you're in Brisbane or Gold Coast or in the area, I'd love to see you there. It will be amazing. It's at Good Chat Comedy. There'll be a link in the show notes. And if you use the discount code in the show notes, or even just follow that link, I'll make it easy. Just click on that link and it will give you discounted tickets. $5 off. I think that's like, brings them down to $15. That's the bargain of a lifetime. It would be so cool to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, hopefully see you there tomorrow. If you're listening to this as it comes out, if it's in the past, then that's a shame. But it's on Friday, the 23rd of July at Good Chat Comedy, 9:30 show. Heaps of fun. Hang around. We'll have beers afterwards. Much love. Now on with the show. Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. It is so good to be back in the monkey house. And this week on the show, joining us in that very same monkey house, it's podcasters, Sans Pants Best Boys and co-hosts of Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys. It's two of the three boys, Jackson Bailey and Adam Cannavale.
Yeah, you can't forget the play. You can't forget it.
Yeah, it's contractually obligated. You must have the... you must have the lay. I'm like a bull. I don't come out until you say ole.
If you get Adam, you got to get the lay.
Yeah.
And it is so good to have you both here.
Thank you.
Can't believe it. I was trying to figure out the last time we did here. An episode of this. I think it was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs number 2.
Yes. Because earlier I was denying I was ever on that podcast. But that's... Yes, I was there for Cloudy 2. I remember now.
Yes. We never did Cloudy 1.
No.
I've still never seen Cloudy 1. I've only ever seen Cloudy 2.
But I think that the 2 was the fruitier one.
Yeah. Were there monkeys in Cloudy 1?
Yeah, that's the thing. We could do a Primates episode about Cloudy 1, but it was a...
Was it Getting Fruity?
Was it? I think it was a crossover episode.
Yeah, it was a crossover episode. I remember that now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't want to go into too many details because I forget what is lore.
Yeah. What's the deep lore behind it? Yeah. It is hard to recall.
It's crazy that our shows haven't recorded, both of them haven't recorded in so long. It feels like it's been ages since we've recorded a Getting Fruity as well.
Yeah,
it does feel like a long time. I mean, I don't know if that's actually the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just don't hear them. And when they don't hear them... We forget we record them.
Sometimes they don't know where to look because it's not...
Yeah, that's right.
Normally when you're advertising a podcast, you say wherever you get your podcast. That's not true for Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys.
Yes.
Wherever you don't get your podcasts, that's where you find them. It's kind of like the Isla de Muerta and Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, can only be found by those who don't know where it is or whatever the fuck.
A reference I'm sure everyone gets. Yeah. As soon as you were like the island and the audience was like, de Muerta from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I listened to Getting Fruity and Primates, specifically the Jackson episodes, and I know a part of his lore is his deep abiding love for the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. That's just true.
Yeah.
That's just true. We can't deny it.
Did we do an episode of Primates about that?
We did.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
See? Thinking man.
Because there was a little monkey, little Jack the monkey.
Mm.
That's true.
We named the monkey Jack.
Yeah.
But this episode, this is about a much bigger topic.
More important, I think.
You know, pop culture films and whatnot, fine. But today we're doing an episode about a photo that we saw on Twitter. a few people have tweeted it, but I saw this tweet by @BenYar. And he said, it's a photo of a gorilla with slides coming out its chest. And the tweet says, when it's time for me to depart this world, send me through the Kong titty slide.
It's and excellent.
Then I retweeted that saying, reckon we could do an episode about this picture alone. And the consensus was, yes, we can.
Yeah, I think we can.
Yes, we can.
People seem to agree.
And I like that positivity. Someone did reply, it has to be with Jackson Bailey. And that was Argyle Noir.
Now, I don't know if that's because I mean, like, I love a Bigfoot. Are they saying that the specific ape here with the titty slides is a Bigfoot?
Oh,
and that's why I should be here?
Oh.
Or are they like, Jackson's a pervert? And
maybe just a slide enthusiast.
Yeah, I have all three.
I feel like it absolutely is a Bigfoot, though. Like, it has big feet. That is, it meets the literal definition required.
True. Now, I tried to do a little bit of research to figure out where the hell... So I guess maybe first it's good to describe the slide.
Yes. How would you describe it? Adam Carnevale.
Yeah.
Having a look, can you see the photo?
Yeah, I am... Can I see the photo? Every time I close my eyes.
Well, what do you see? Explain it for the people who haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I see hope. I see something that we can finally leave our children and our children's children and understand with pride that they will look back on this. You know, it goes back to that old expression, the best type of man is a man who builds a giant monkey slide whose shadow he knows he will never enjoy.
100%.
You know,
it's
the classic expression.
Which, and, I mean, in this case, it is, of course, an ape, not a monkey, but a monkey. It still applies. Yeah. It applies here either way.
Yeah. In terms, I guess, of physical description, we're probably looking at a gigantic kind of ruddy, orange, brown, angry-looking ape of some kind.
Yeah, it's and like then, it's. It looks close to a gorilla. It looks like it's meant to be a gorilla.
It has the vibes of like early drawings of gorillas before there was a formal scientific description of the gorilla. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then telescopically,
work your way down from there.
What
happens below the head?
Well, below the head, that's where the action is, really. As two telescopic tubes erupt.
I don't think they count as telescopic if they can't telescope.
Okay. Then just regular tubes. I mean, we don't know that.
We're only working off this 2D photo we have.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know what capabilities these tubes have, if they're telescopic or otherwise.
No, we can't say. And then these tubes at the end of them have little kind of like scoop lip things, and they basically make like a tunnel slide. And behind the ape, there are some stairs which you can climb to get to the presumably the chest cavity is hollow so that you can slide down these titty slide tubes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really something else.
I really hope maybe in a future sequel of Planet of the Apes, they recreate the original Statue of Liberty being found poking out of the sand dunes. But in this case, it is the titty slide.
What have they done? I just want to let you know. The image that I'm looking at here, the top comment from this from Frederick Zilla was, and I must admit, so you look at this picture and I must admit, this is the first thing that came to my mind. Frederick Zilla has encapsulated everyone's opinion. Those slides are the tits.
That's very incredible. True.
Now I found out where it's from, by the way, Jack.
Oh,
if you're curious.
I am.
So this is apparently called Kinky Kong's Nipple Cat. Oh no, that is just the name of the picture. So someone has dubbed this Kinky Kong's Nipple Cannons. It is located at the Harry Malters Family Park near Ghent in Belgium.
I have the website
for
the Harry Malters Park. See, Adam, because I read the same thing, right? Yeah. But if you go to the Harry Multer website and you
go
to
dubbed that.
No, well, no. But if you go to the Harry Multer website, you go to the drop-down menu, the park, you go to playgrounds and attractions.
This is not translated for me.
It's not there. All it says is bad weather is not a bummer because our playground and windmills are largely covered. 90% of our attractions are accessible to children from 2 years old. To guarantee your safety, the playground is accessible to children up to the age of 10, except to groups with a disability if accompanied. So no mention of the titty ape anywhere to be seen.
I don't know. This warrants further investigation. I am going to actually look this up on Google Maps and attempt to find it online.
That would be great if you could do that.
Although, looking at further pictures of the Harry Multer Park, it is a bit fucked. So maybe I have a park map right here. We're detectives today on Primates. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Of course.
Look, I found, looking up Harry Multer Park Gorilla Slide in image search on Google, I found second gorilla titty slide, this time without tubes, with an open top.
Is that the one that I have as my background map?
Or do I have a third titty slide? No, my one's a different color, but it's similar to that.
What the hell is going on?
What have we uncovered?
What are they?
How many ape-based slides does this place have?
I can share my screen, can't I? I can. Because I feel like I need to show you the park map. There you go. Here it is on the park map for Harry Mulper. There's the ape titty slide.
But that is a different one. That's not the one with the closed
tubes. That doesn't have tubes. These are flat open slides. So who? I don't know where the image went. Okay, well,
God.
Is that the Harry Multer one?
Yeah, that could be. Is Harry Multer next to a mountain?
Oh my God.
That?
Can confirm the Harry Multer Park has live monkeys. Holy shit. I'm looking through their pictures people have taken there. There's a lot of fucked shit here.
That's exciting.
Oh, hang on. Wait, I must also share my screen. How does one do that?
I don't think. How do I share my screen? Those skills.
Yeah, you don't have the ability like I do.
Jackson, can you give me permission to?
Yeah, I can. I don't know how.
I will. I'll do. Just give you a quick reminder that the listeners cannot see what you're doing, Adam. It's on this podcast. Fine.
Look, you can tell me.
So you're going to have to keep describing it like you did before. What hope you're seeing, what level of hope.
Exactly. All right, so I'm looking at an incredible picture. Can confirm Titty Slide is at the Harry Multer. I'm looking at pictures people have uploaded there. But also, this place is monkey statue galore.
Yeah.
Look at this. I am looking at two children. One maybe the age of, I want to say, I don't know, like six. One the age of like 2 to 3. And they are both sitting on a more life-sized gorilla, although the gorilla's head, life-sized, but not life-shaped.
Gorilla's head reminds me of, you remember the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland? Do you remember Tweedledum and Tweedledee in that?
Yes!
That's what the gorilla's head looks like. Very it's big egg-like. And egg-shaped, yeah.
Like the bad guy in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes!
Can I get, Matt, what sort of primate is this?
That's a monkey. Some sort of monkey. I see the tail there.
Yeah. Do you know what brand, if you will, of monkey this is?
That looks like pretty.
Is that a marmoset, maybe?
Marmoset?
Could be a marmoset. It looks like, I mean, do we know if the tail is hensile or prehensile?
Yeah, this is as much of the picture as we can
see. It looks pretty floppy, and I can't remember which version of that is. So that'll tell us if it's new world or old world.
So this marmoset monkey, whatever, is eating some fruit. Mm-hmm. And the expression on this marmoset's face, I must admit, makes it look distinctly human and that it is very upset with its children. That is the expression it's given.
The expression this monkey has to me is like he's halfway through cleaning out the shed and he's taking a break and he's looking at it and he's thinking about the extra work he's got to do as he munches on something. You know that thing where you're like, gonna have to move those boxes soon. That's the vibe.
I think we've got another type of monkey here.
That's a rhesus monkey, surely.
Rhesus monkey.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces for sure.
But here's my question to you, yeah. Primates companions.
Mm-hmm.
If the titty tube slide is the slide at this park, which it is, then what is the other open-topped King
yes,
Kong
well,
titty
I found,
slide?
Yes, I found another open-top slide.
Yeah.
Or... And this one, there's a Reddit chain here. It's in Crappy Design subreddit.
Okay.
And,
how dare they?
It's out the front of a garden shop, which in Ibiza.
What?
I want to go.
So these, so we've got one in, we've sort of located at least one in Belgium.
Yeah.
Now we've found one in Ibiza.
I want to see. Whoa. I want to compare the closed top to the open top. I want to find out if this is the same monkey but a different slide. Where?
Right.
How because, do I- yeah, I think it the it could be maybe a matter of safety where the first slide they were like, the open top is dangerous. We need to enclose the kids.
Or maybe there was a Homer Simpson-like incident with the closed top. And they said, we have to open the top. We can't afford getting more people stuck.
That's
true. They have both. They have both.
They've got two slides.
They've got the open and the closed one. And looking, comparing these two, I want to say that it is the same, like, fiberglass monkey, which means there is a company out there that is like, we will sell you an ape slide. How do you want the slide?
Yeah. Because I also have this, but these ones are not the same because I have an image.
Incredible.
Hang on, I gotta share my screen and I gotta get you to describe it.
This one is interesting as well because what you've got there is each titty slide is on a different angle.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you go out the looking, yes. You know, from the ape's perspective, if you go out the ape's left titty, you'll go down faster than if you go out the right.
From their perspective. The left titty from their perspective.
Yeah, from their perspective.
But then look at the ape behind me now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a different ape.
That is a different ape. God. Yeah, that is definitely a different
ape. Different face, different stance.
Different color. That one's that's a blackish gray.
Yeah.
Whereas this one's a reddish brown.
Yeah, they're two different ones.
Check
out
this.
What's that mountain in the background?
Check out this ape I found. Okay, you want to talk crazy ape slides? What is going on here?
What? I don't understand.
That's a separate entity entirely.
So this
is a single titty.
Yeah, coming out of one titty is a curling tube slide, which curls around the ape's legs.
What are we
up
to?
I don't know.
I think we're up to five different ape pec slides.
Why is this a design? Why is this happening?
I misspoke before. I said that the garden center one was from Ibiza. It was actually from Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
But someone commented that they once saw one like this in their hometown in Ibiza.
There's at least two
Spanish. That's a new one as well. What's that one you just found there?
Found
that's a different facial expression.
Of Jackson's one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that head one?
It's like that ape's head and you slide out the mouth.
Whoa.
I guess then the question why is this happening?
Yes.
Okay. Can I offer a theory?
Yes.
Please.
Okay. So if you are making, you want to make a piece of play equipment out of a gorilla or an ape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You decide it's going to be a slide. Now, where do you put the slides in a practical way?
The mouth.
Well, yes, but say you want the whole gorilla body.
Yeah, I'd go over the shoulders.
Well, see, I still
like
think
he's
you could
carrying
just do it.
Big sort of, you know, tubes.
You can the whole mouth. So you could do out of the mouth and still have the whole body. You just adjust where the slide comes out of.
Well, then say you want two slides. You specifically desire two slides.
Well, if you want two slides, Jackson.
If you want two slides, is it the situation where the best place for the titties to come out, I mean, the slides to come out.
At the moment, it's one and the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. is the titties, maybe. Adam, can you click in the Google image thing next to you, Swiss Miss Gorilla Slide? Is that a sixth slide? No, no. Yeah, that one.
That is another
slide. Is that a sixth slide?
That is a sixth slide.
That, because that goes into a pool. So
wow. A gorilla titty water slide.
That does go into a pool. Holy cow. But that's the same. That looks to be a very similar brand to the earlier ones.
I reckon they've made quite a few of these. That there's a main brand who was the titty slide manufacturer. It looks like they do it. And they seem to be, is this a European thing? They seem to be all over Europe.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to Google. Gorillas, I don't think, are native to Europe. But it seems like gorilla titty slides are.
Yeah. I wonder if I go playground equipment slides Europe purchase.
Okay.
Is it like, can I buy, is that a model that is available?
That's a blow up one by the looks of it there.
To many people.
I wonder if our listeners have any extra intel on this. Please let us know. Maybe you work in the gorilla slide industry. Maybe an adjacent industry like garden centers, which apparently seem to be linked intrinsically.
And well, like also, you got to ask...
But Jackson, you've got a... Okay, put yourself in this headspace. You've got a garden center in Europe.
Fabulous.
What's something that you want to... You're like, I need to bring in punters.
Yeah.
What's an attraction I can do here? What where's your head going in that space?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, and, you know, I'm clouded by this idea of the gorilla titty slide, but I can see ways in which that's beneficial because it's crazy to see. You know, if I'm driving along the Autobahn and I see the gorilla titty slide, I might be like, Hans, let's pull over and go have a look, you know.
If you're making good time, you're like, I'm making good time, I'm on the Autobahn, I can go as fast as I like.
Nevertheless, I'd like to pull over and, as you said, have a punt on some gardening supplies, you know. I'm just here to have a punt, try your luck.
Don't you think the big problem would be they'd get a lot of people pulling over, a lot of people going down those titty slides, but how many people are then going into the shop to buy a fern? Or some, you know, potting mix.
Because you're not thinking if I'm on the slide, I'm not thinking of, it doesn't put me in the mindset of gardening.
No.
It puts me in the mindset of apes and titties.
Yeah.
Adam, I can see you're desperately searching for this particular one, but I think the reason you're going to struggle is that all of these apes are clearly from like the 70s and 80s. These are not modern pieces of play equipment.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't think...
Who maintains them?
Ah.
No one. Look at them. They're filthy.
Someone legally must.
I don't think so. Here's my theory, okay?
Yeah.
1975. Somebody, let's call him Johnny Ape, comes into possession of a great many gigantic ape statues, not slides, just ape statues.
And do you think that maybe this is like what in the aftermath of King Kong fever?
Yes, absolutely. King Kong comes out. No, it would be the 1970s King Kong.
So one of the remakes.
No, not even that. Kids don't make decisions, adults make decisions.
Yeah, 100%.
When did the original King Kong come out?
I feel like it was 30s.
Yeah.
So it was purchased in the 70s, but someone in the 1930s watches King Kong. They are an adult making decisions for playgrounds and attraction parks in the 70s. And they are like, I loved King Kong as a kid. The kids today want King Kong.
Right. So that's what happened. It was the original was 1933. Then there was a Toho era in Japan in from 1962 to 67. Maybe that's where it's come from.
Maybe.
We might be looking at a Japanese origin here. So say 1962, you've loved it as a 12-year-old. By mid-70s.
In 1976, Italian filmmaker Dino De Laurentiis produced a remake of the original film. 1970s, Europe.
Oh, yeah.
This causes King Kong fever across the European continent. But I also don't think these started as slides. They're too clumsy to have started as
slides.
Yeah, they
started really as looks like they've chopped out the chest.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
But how did so many people retrofit them? Yeah, it's such a specific retrofit that everyone has. No way this didn't start as a slide.
Oh, that's a good point as well.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
But if it's one company,
one of three ways.
What if they maybe they had all the they're anticipating Kong Fever is gonna go on for decades, so they've manufactured dozens of giant apes. And then all of a sudden it's dying down and they're like, all right, we're going to have to pivot here.
Yeah,
where do we pivot? We're going
to
have to pivot into playground equipment.
Yeah. Where's the money?
Yeah,
the
follow the money.
The money's in playgrounds. Obviously.
What do the kids want?
I'm looking at the 1976 King Kong. He doesn't look dissimilar to the Kongs that are... that we see with their titty slides. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other thing about the 1933 one. Very different. It was sort of like a claymation kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is definitely more of a, yeah, like 70s technology, almost starting to look like a real gorilla.
Yeah, era. Nearly.
Yeah. Which
but
is,
also-
yes, it is so close, actually. That photo you've got there. Man, that is spot on to what they look like.
It's pretty close to the 76
Kong.
Oh,
I think we're getting close to nutting this.
Possibly.
We need some kind of Finding Drago style investigative podcast.
That's right.
Finding Gorilla. We've got to do it. I'm hooked. I've got gorilla fever. How do we find out where these came from?
Should we get
on
to Cameron James and Alexei Toliopoulos, see if they can help us? Because they've got the skills.
I think so. They've got the skills to figure out where the hell these titty slides came from. Because the fact that there are so many is... Although, I'm looking at them, they don't really have similar faces.
Oh,
they have the same stance? No, they don't.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking
as well, actually.
The one near the... also, you know, we thought we had six different ones? I don't think we do. The one... Yes. Hey, guess who's a detective? Huh? Me.
Yeah.
Check this out. Okay. The one that was behind me... Hang on, let me get it up for you
again. Hang on, let me...
With the twirly slide?
Yeah, with the twirly slide. Okay.
Yeah, Jack,
no,
host.
Not with the twirly side. Sorry, the one with
Jack,
the mountain in the background.
Yes.
Okay. That is the same one as the one that Adam found by the pool.
Oh.
Because
just a different
you
angle.
Can't see it behind.
Jack,
yeah,
your host, just share.
Okay. This is crazy. This is a crazy moment for all of us.
It's impressive.
Why can't
this
I?
This is a breakthrough, I think, Adam. Do you think?
I think
it
is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've busted this thing wide open.
Okay. Look at this. Okay. Wait, do I have it already up here? No. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck the background there was, but.
Okay, so that's the mountain
Swiss
slide.
Flag.
Oh.
Swiss miss.
Well done.
This is a pool down the bottom. It's the same fucking ape, guys.
That's true. But I thought the pool one had blue slides, but no. Is that just light reflecting off?
I don't know.
Whoa.
But that's surely the same.
Yeah, that's got to be the same. How many mountains could there be in Switzerland?
Yeah. Hang on a minute. Hang on
a
minute.
Don't have any famous
Wait a
mountain
minute.
Ranges
Where's
there,
the,
do they?
I don't think so.
Where's the other picture of the one with... Hang on, we found... Where was the first picture where it had open top? That's the same one in your background as one. Is there only one open top?
No, because there was an open topped one at the park as well.
Yes, that's right.
Hang on
Harry
a minute.
Malta.
There was a. I think there's a mountain in the background of that one.
I think there's also an open. Well, there's also the open top one, in Barcelona.
Okay.
And that one is quite different because they're not coming out.
Oh,
so
my God.
These ones in Switzerland are all coming out on sort of a, maybe like a 45 degree angle. Whereas Barcelona is coming straight up the guts, coming straight out.
I think that one that we're looking at there, that one on Pinterest or whatever, I think that's the same one. I think that's the same background. Hang on. For the closed top one, the original picture that started all of this, I've got a reverse shot. And can I tell you, it's fucking wild.
Okay, let's show it.
Hang on, how can I send this to you?
Okay, hang on. I'll just make you the host.
Okay, there we're looking here, fucking hell. We're looking here at a fucking, so the reverse shot is a long fucking playground. Whoa. And then all the way, look at that.
That is
all the way
leading
to here. Look at all these other slides that no one's ever gonna fucking use. Why would you?
Why would you ever when you get the ape slide?
This is also our first look at the back, how you enter the ape. Do you want to describe that?
It's a gaping hole into nothing.
It's a big, big sort of rectangular, sort of like a doorway cut out right in the center of the beautiful beast back. And then you've got the stairs going right into it. We don't know what happens from there, how you get to enter and then choose which tit slide you go out.
It must
be so dark in there. There's no light.
Yeah. No. It's truly... I feel like we're so close. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
We're so close to figuring out what this is, but yet somehow still so far.
To me, I reckon Kong Fever played a role here somewhere.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I think that just based roughly on the like aging of the plastic or the fiberglass that they're made of, just sort of feels like a 1970s, maybe 1980s era is when they were constructed.
Have you clicked on the link I sent you in the chat there?
No.
The Reddit link? So that shows you the Spanish one I was telling you about it.
That's a completely different one, but of the same design.
Yeah.
So in a completely different place.
Hey, I've got... All right, so we can place the gorilla on the map now.
But that's just, drawn it very differently there.
Yeah.
Is that, or is that another
slide
again?
In that picture? An open top single slide.
Mm.
Where's this? Oh, yes, look at that.
And they definitely have at least two slides in this park because we've seen the open top and the closed top. So
this
which one is
appears to
that?
Be a newer map, Adam, than the one that I have. Because on my
a newer map,
map.
Does that mean? All right, so let me propose to you this. All right. Now, we don't necessarily know if the one in Barcelona is the same one as same open top one as this one. But yeah. I believe that it is potentially possible. It is potentially possible that they had the closed top one, and the closed top one is included in somewhere in this picture already as like part of that larger playground. They acquired the open top one and decided to add the open top one to a map.
You might be on the money there. You might be on the money. But then how are they acquiring these slides? From where?
Do you want to... I've found the history page of Harry Malta if you want me to read you a bit of background about the park itself.
Please.
And who this mysterious Harry Malta is. Okay, so...
Please.
Well, here's the first bombshell. Real name, Carl Henrik Malta. Harry's a nickname.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did not see that coming.
Bam.
He's a descendant of the famous circus family Malta and was born on 9th of April 1938 in Berlin. As a child, he grew up with seven brothers and sisters in Germany, where his father ran a zoo in Schweinfurt from 1942 to 1944. 1944, coincidentally, being the year that Fitzroy won their last grand final. Fitzroy's mascot at the time, the gorilla.
Oh my God, it's
all
wheels within wheels. What's to be done?
In the zoo, you can find brown bears, monkeys, wolves, lions, donkeys, camels, ornamental birds, kangaroos, and parrots. On August 13, 1944, after bombing, The dangerous animals were shot by the army for safety reasons.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. The zoo was closed and the Maltas were forced to travel through Germany with their remaining animals with a traveling mini zoo. The zoo in Schweinfurt never reopened after World War II. After years of traveling through Germany and the Netherlands and working as performers at various circuses, the Malta family founded the Tiroler Circus in Belgium. So we're getting closer to how this place started. In 1968, Harry Malta decided it was time to stand on his own two feet and founded the Circus Pist. The circus soon became known at home and abroad for its beautiful facade and top international artists. Harry himself worked with the elephants, predators, and a Houdini act. The circus traveled throughout the Benelux for 10 years with 45 permanent employees, more than 100 animals, and circus tent with 2,000 places. The last performance was given in Antwerp in 1978. No fewer than 28,000 enthusiasts came to the circus in the last 11 days. That's a lot of people. So we're into the 70s and he hasn't founded the park yet.
I have found some pretty interesting photographs. Adam, could you make me the host so I can share? Are crazy. These are game changers, these photos I've found, all right? Now, get ready. This is a demolished version of one of the statues because it has one titty hole where clearly a slide used to come out of.
Yes.
And that would be the single slide that wraps around.
Yes, true.
It would now, be. I'm going to look up the single slide.
It looks like this is in an abandoned park or something.
Yeah, I don't know where this is. I don't know where this is. But you want to see the craziest thing? Now, you remember earlier, I said that these were retrofitted.
Right. You did.
Check this out. Check this out. Oh, my God.
That is a complete gorilla.
Complete gorilla. No holes.
Holy shit.
That is the same gorilla. That is the twin-titted gorilla. That's it. Go back to the last picture.
When's this photo from?
It's got a... This,
you can see where the tit, where the you can, slide.
Oh, they filled it
they
in.
They filled it in.
Why'd they fill it in? Why'd they fill in the tit hole?
That must be part of a greater refurbishment.
Whoa. Because that does look like a more recent photo, obviously. And they've given
here's some horses to give you an idea of the size.
Whoa. Those horses would be barely the size of its foot.
Yeah.
That's a big foot.
Do we have a
date on this picture? I'm curious.
I can download it from dreamstime.com.
These pictures have dates. All right, so as of 2019, the twin-titted one, the twin-tit side one, exists as of 2019.
So you can go see it.
Hang on. I'm trying to find... When was this? That's also 2019.
Yeah.
Can you get a date on that photo? What is its current status?
I can do my best.
2021. All right. No. As of this year, twin tits exists.
Okay.
That is a separate one. And I think because it's only got one, you can see it's only one patch missing.
Yeah.
That must have been the circle slide where it only has a single slide.
Okay.
But that did look like it was a round slide coming out, and that is clearly a rectangular hole.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe the slide is round enough.
That's true.
Yeah.
To cover it.
It just fits into the hole where
I've just found another little bit of information that really, it kind of blows open our theory about the Harry Malta version of the slide being built from the 70s.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 1992 that the Harry Malta Family Park was established.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
This statue was made in our lifetimes.
That's crazy.
Sit down and comprehend
that is
we were alive when these were made.
Mere boys when this statue was built.
So from World War II until 1992, he was basically just traveling about with animals.
That's such a long time. It's such a modern era to be doing that.
Yeah.
Also, the tube slide is definitely the same ape. Look at the hole. It's the right size. It's the right colored ape.
Exactly. It's got to be it. Well, it's not. I think the color has been refurbished. Like, that is an old photo. That's got like a sepia tone to it.
It is an old photo.
I want to know the age of that photo.
Yeah.
That photo is maybe from the 90s.
They've cropped out the background as well.
That's true. They have. What are they hiding?
Yeah. Mm. What's going on here? Unless it was taken on a psych somewhere in maybe a photo studio.
Yeah, true.
Maybe that was the photo from the catalog. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe there was an ape slide catalog at some point. That's how confident they were.
They were like, you can pick and choose. Two open topped, tube, one slide, two slides. The choice is yours.
So many options.
I will never stop thinking about ape titty slide.
I feel like maybe we should, unless you've got any other leads to chase down now, maybe we take a break for a few weeks, see what the listeners can tell us, and come back to conclude this down the old titty slide,
down the old road.
So to speak.
I think that's a good idea. Maybe we chat to good friends, Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos, and we see what someone with a detective's mindset might be able to learn about.
That's true. Because also, I mean, those two guys will have a real good insight into Kong Mania being film buffs.
Very true. Absolutely.
Especially of classic cinema. I know that they love...
Yeah. They love the classic.
All right. From
the
I am days. For the closed-titted one. For the closed-titted one, I've done a little detective work, and I'm comparing its height to relative people's height. And obviously, I'm just Googling average estimates of people's height.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, and if you could use what we've come to use for scale, horses.
Yes.
Horses.
Yeah,
how many horses?
Well, average height of a horse. Hang on.
Yeah, if we could just get that.
It would be. Roughly, so this is just a rough estimation, but it would be between 3 to 4 horses tall.
Right.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's of size.
And we're going,
that
that's
is the
like,
closed-titted one?
Yes.
I have yet to analyze the open tit.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to have to run some analytics on that?
Yeah
I'm going to have to run. And that is, I don't know, hang on, how do they measure that?
You're going to have to take that down to your home lab, Adam, and see what you
enhance.
Can do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know how they measure, I guess just from hoof to ear, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I wasn't sure where this episode was gonna lead. And
yeah, well, nor I.
I honestly didn't think we'd talk that much about the picture. But we've talked exclusively about gorilla slides. And that's I gotta dip my lid to you two. you're crack detectives.
Thank
if
you.
I'm using that term
that's
correctly.
Kind of Thanks,
thank you so much for helping delve into this. We will come back to it. If listeners do have any intel, maybe from Belgium or Ibiza or any of the
Switzerland
maybe you're a member of the Malta family from that circus empire, or Barcelona, where there is apparently a garden shop. We don't know. Maybe that's a very standard thing for Spanish garden shops.
Yeah.
Maybe they all have a gorilla slide.
Maybe.
If you don't have one, that's what's weird. Yeah.
We can confirm that at least some of these slides are still active.
Yes.
As of, it was July 2021 as well. So it's very recent.
Still going,
if anyone knows still of any of these in Australia that we could get to, while COVID's still around. I mean, imagine, obviously, after COVID, we're going straight to Harry Malta's playground.
Oh, of course. 100%. Yeah. That's the first move, first thing we're doing.
What else?
They've got
what else
two
is there to
slides.
Do?
Yeah.
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 That's four. That's enough. We could bring one friend. Evan.
Yeah,
I mean, Evan wasn't able to make this episode at short notice, unfortunately, but I'm sure he would be very keen to come on the trip to go down the slide.
Assuming that the shadowy big ape government don't take us out for cracking this wide open.
There's every chance this episode goes missing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So we'll see what
if
happens.
Any one of us are found dead having slipped on a banana peel, you know what happened.
Yeah, this could be a real McVitie type scenario. Not McVitie, what's his name? McVee. The
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? He tattooed on himself. If I die, what? I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. What's I don't think,
Oh, do you mean Mick, the internet, the virus fucking guy. Yeah, yeah, McSweeney, no, Mick,
McAfee.
McAfee, that's it. McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just if we do slip on a banana peel, that wasn't us. We weren't doing that for hijinks reasons.
We're not that clumsy. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Where can people find you if they need a reminder?
You can find me on Twitter at All Dogs Are Dead, or if you head to sanspantsradio.com, I'm on a bunch of podcasts there. Plumbing the Death Star, Thumb Cramps, Baseless Speculation, Shut Up a Second, D&D's for Nerds. Yeah, go check them out.
You can find me on most of the same podcasts at SansPants Radio, SansPantsRadio.com. I'm individually at Retro Archetype, although the easiest way to find me is just typically roaming the streets.
Oh, yeah. He's always out there, even in lockdown.
He's always
hunting for more titty slides.
And I'll start a Twitter thread from the Primates account. So go to Primates Pod, at Primates Pod on Twitter. I'll post that original tweet again, and then... we should try and post as many of these photos as we can underneath, and then they can easily find you guys to follow as well there. So we'll do that. That's this episode, we're just recording it now on a Thursday afternoon Australian time, and I'm going to put it straight up. I'm not going to edit this at all.
It doesn't need it,
and I don't know if I ever have edited a Primates episode, but so this will go straight up. So yeah, check it out. Let us know if you have any hot leads, because we'll probably give it a few weeks, because I know some people want to get in depth with their investigations.
Yeah, and we'd appreciate that. We'll be doing the same. Absolutely.
So you can I'll actually check the Primates at Hotmail, primatespod at gmail, primatespod at gmail.com, an account I have not
been
looked
a while
at
has
in
it?
A couple of years. I will check that out if you have any big leads, or you can tweet at us or whatever and tag in these two fine fellows whose, what do you call them? Handles, they mentioned before, but they'll be in the show notes. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. I can't remember if you guys remember that we always end with a classic sign-off phrase. So I will say thank you so much to Adam Cannavale and Jackson Bailey for joining us. And as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
apes to meet you.
Every single time.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I know. No, it's fair. I guess it's fine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.